Well, Darren, well done, first of all. How do you possibly sum up a night like that?
Really pleased with the players' attitude to keep going all the way to the end. And they got the just rewards at the end. You know, they kept at it. I was kind of looking at the offensive balance, really, in terms of them possibly breaking away. But such as the players, it just felt like it was there for them to go and get a chance. And good to see Jake Livermore pop up in the last few seconds of the game and get the all-important touch to it.
But it's a phenomenal night in front of those supporters as well to score a goal like that.
Yeah, they were great again. You know, the supporters, the away travel was superb tonight, and they kept us going, you know. They sung their hearts out for the boys, and it keeps them going because it was a tough night here down at Loftus Road. And, you know, to score three goals away from home, a difficult place. I mean, you know, Steve's got them really well drilled here, and but we kept going and we created chances. And as I said, you know, I'm pleased to see that one going at the end, and delighted to score three goals away from home at a very, very difficult place.
And you had it won twice, and yet you had to go and win it a third time, didn't you?
And shows the character of QPR. You know, we took the league twice, and they pegged us back twice. So, you know, but for our heads not to drop and kept going, I think that was a rewarding thing from the night, really. And it was difficult today. You know, we come off the back of a difficult game at the weekend where, you know, there's a lot of energy and effort gone into it, emotionally and everything. So to come down here and reset again, to go again at a difficult place, it was hard. You know, QPR have had an extra 24 hours on top of us, and it makes a lot of difference at this level. But the players kept on, and I'm pleased with them. I really am pleased with them. And it was a joint effort tonight, and together the group dug that out the bag, and it's a valuable 3 points for us.
On the face of it, this can carry you such a long way now, this result and the circumstances in which it came, Darren.
Rob, we're just looking at, obviously, it was tonight's game. We knew there was a lot to put into tonight's game. And it's just about recovering the team now, because obviously we go again on Saturday. And we look forward to the game on Saturday. Obviously, the game's got a little bit icing on the cake because of where both teams are in the division. But we're just focusing on the game, you know. We're at home, and we go from there. They're difficult opponents. We know they're a tough opponents, and it bodes well for another interesting game on Saturday.
Pleased with Jefferson Montero getting a goal on his first full start?
Yeah, we're pleased. Obviously, since signing him on transfer deadline, we felt that he needed some training sessions and some volume to his game. We've been trying to give him that over the last 3 weeks, and we just thought tonight was the right night to put him in, and he come up trumps, really, getting his goal, which will do him the world of good. And I just thought times in the first half he got in threatening positions, and, you know, another couple of weeks more down the line he'll go straight at the opponents, really, because he's a creative player for us, an important player for us. But really pleased for him that he got his goal tonight, and he can feel happy with his contribution tonight.
And just finally from me, great to have Matt Phillips back in the group as well.
Yeah, delighted to have Matty back. You know, and those minutes on the pitch will do Matty the world of good, really. We know what Matty gives us, so to have him back in and around the squad is really pleasing, and hopefully he'll get stronger.